Leslie Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was found guilty in his hush money case in New York. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
After deliberations spanning 2 days, a 12-member jury told the court it had found Donald Trump guilty on all of the 34 counts. After emerging from the courtroom, a somber Trump told reporters there will be an appeal because, in his words, this was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
November 5th is Election Day, when Trump and President Joe Biden are set to be on the ballot for a rematch of the 2020 election, which Trump lost. A Biden campaign statement says there is only one way to keep Trump as a convicted felon from returning to the Oval Office of the White House, and that is at the ballot box. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. officials say President Biden partially lifted a ban on Ukraine using U.S. arms and strikes on Russian territory. We get the latest from AP correspondent Sagar Margani.
Two officials say that allows Kyiv to use American weaponry in Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv, which is under Russian assault. They stress the policy that Ukraine not use those arms to mount offensive strikes in Russia has not changed. The move comes a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken hinted at a shift.
At every step along the way, we've adapted and adjusted. As necessary.
Ukrainian officials have been stepping up calls to allow their forces to defend themselves against attacks coming from Russian territory. This morning, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg urged Western nations to reconsider any restrictions.
I believe that the time has come.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com.